This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're back from San Diego, California, the Los Angeles area, and its suburbs, Topanga, Malibu, so on and so forth. We were doing tea parties down there, and we were caught up into a project as well for 13 days. During that 13 days, I drove 2,000 miles. And so, in saying all that, you know, outside of the weather being fantastic there, it's good to be home. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota, and yes, there's about 3 to 4 inches of snow still on the ground here, waiting for it to melt away so we can welcome in summer. Firstly, spring, then summer. But again, we're looking forward to it. Folks, last night, as everybody knows that we've changed our clocks up an hour, right? Daylight savings time. Well, it's been really hard over the last couple of days to get your hours straight as far as, you know, when to go to bed. Am I going to be able to sleep all the way through? What time am I going to wake up? Well, let me tell you, for me, it's not easy to sleep. It never has been my whole life. Why, I don't know. But in saying that, at 1:40 in the a.m., I get up, and I'm bothered by some things, so I start looking things up. Namely, what's the big rush concerning gun control? Why the big push? Why are these politicians, again, with no authority whatsoever, implementing constitutional amendments, as they would call them, to infringe upon our rights, which they have no constitutional authority to do so. And so once again, once the American people begin to put the question on those that represent we, the people, namely, where is it that you're deriving this authority to gut the Second Amendment? I'm curious to know where you're getting that from. Where they're getting that from is the ignorance of the American people, because they know as well as I do, friends, they don't have a constitutional authority to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights. So in saying that, it's amazing to me how after we spent about a week and a half on this alleged shooting that took place in Parkland, Florida, at that high school there, and folks, the saga continues. We have people coming out now that are waiting for the obituaries to be released. Not one obituary, according to certain outlets, friends, can find any obituaries concerning those 17 people that were allegedly shot to death in that school, surrounding all the other question marks that the American people have. And what's interesting about all this, friends, is how Mr. Rick Scott just jumps the gun. This Republican governor, friends, just jumps on the bandwagon before you know it, pushes gun legislation through. Well, how did that happen? I mean, as if to suggest they weren't waiting in the winds for this to take place. Or let's just call it for what it is. Folks, who's to say it wasn't purposed in so many different ways? Well, you can call me what you want to call me, friends, but you have to be an absolute idiot to go along with what's going on concerning the state-controlled narrative in the media, friends, because guess what? After even last week and them pushing gun legislation, it's interesting to note that they now have the American people away from gun legislation because they just want you to turn the page now and get over to Kim Jong over in Korea. in Donald Trump. And I want you to forget about that. See, what I don't want to do is I don't want to forget about that. Because if I forget about that, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been training the sheeple in the United States of America how to act and how to respond to what they're doing. I mean, it's the tail wagging the dog is really what's happening here in this country. But folks, going back to what I just said, outlets are now coming forward saying we're the obituaries for these 17 individuals that were allegedly shot dead. Again, outside of all the question marks around what took place there in Parkland, allegedly. And here you have the governor of that state pushing gun legislation through. And we also know that the NRA now has come out, come forth with a lawsuit concerning that governor. And I wouldn't put any faith into the NRA neither, friends, but I'm just letting you know what is transpiring here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, but rather than magnifying during the second half of the show today, rather than magnifying the acts of the tyrant, I want to magnify what our forefathers established. I want to reinforce you. I want to cement you in. I want to put your feet upon the rock of what our forefathers established concerning the Second Amendment. But again, before we get to that, friends, what I'd like to highlight as well is just recently on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, just again to show you that there is no difference between what you have been conditioned to accept concerning the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans. Folks, we have one constitution. It's interesting to note that Tim Brown posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here we go, Trump administration, the administration takes first step to ban bump stocks. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, who praised gun control in the past, especially the Clinton-era assault weapons ban, which did nothing to reduce gun violence on crime, has led his administration in taking the first step to ban bump stocks. Now, remember when Trump told you that he was your friend, gun owners, remember when he said the 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end. Well, let me just remind you something, America. Again, you are the government. You are the strength of the Constitution if you're willing to enforce it. You don't have to wait for the next president to take the people's White House to act in a fashion that's antithetical to the Constitution of the United States of America. Keep in mind, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. And we're not ruled by administration after administration after administration, neither. Well, what's this administration going to do? Well, we already know what they're going to do because we see what the law outlines, the authority that they have been given from we the people, delegated to them from we the people. So they can only do that which we have delegated unto them. Well, they've outstepped their bounds over and over and over a thousand different ways in the last 60 years in this country, friends. And it's time that we wake up to the fact that I don't care what administration's in there, they're going to do what they're told to do because they're called to represent the law and magnify the law, not to tear away at it and recreate the Constitution in their own ungodly image. But folks, remember Donald Trump said the 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end. You have a true friend and champion in the White House. Well, none of that was true. And this is the fruit to prove it because your rights are under attack right now more than they were ever under Barack Hussein Obama. And don't let anything divert you from the very facts here, friends. President Trump is absolutely committed to ensuring the safety and security of every American, and he has directed us to propose a regulation addressing bump stocks, said Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And to that end, the Department of Justice has submitted to the Office of Management and Budget a notice of a proposed regulation to clarify that the National Firearms and Gun Control Act defines machine gun to include bump stock type devices. And guess what, friends? Allegedly what took place there in Parkland is exactly what they needed, and it's exactly the weapon that they needed to ban.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, highlighting what's happening. We can again see what's happening through the state-controlled media right now, friends. They're diverting you away from gun legislation that they're attempting to pass against the will of the American people in secret. And we're seeing as well, friends, the true colors of, once again, this administration. And I know, again, friends, that there are people out there that every time I go that direction, they say, well, you're on Hillary's side. You're ignorant is what you are. Let me tell you this. If you're on Trump's side, you're on the wrong side when he acts in an unconstitutional manner. And when I call him out for his unconstitutional acts, that makes him an outlaw. And you're advocating his crimes against you yourself when you're not calling it for the way it is. I just highlighted the fact that here we go again. Trump's administration takes first step to ban bump stocks right after Rick Scott. Keep in mind, friends, as well, just a week and a half ago, we were told by Donald Trump, first take the guns, then go through due process. Oh, that's not really what he meant. Folks, that's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, you don't have to listen to me. Congressman Thomas Massey warns how both parties are looking to take your guns. Listen carefully. He said it from the inside out.
Hi, this is Congressman Thomas Massey here. We've got about a week to act. I want to let you know what's going on in Congress as far as gun control goes. You've heard a lot of ideas being floated in the news, raising the legal age to buy a long gun, for instance, or a new assault weapons ban. Any number of bad things have been mentioned, but I wanted to boil it down for you. What's actually going to happen, the gun control play they're going to run here in Congress, is the one that I unfortunately predicted back in December. Remember back in December, they put the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity on the floor, and I warned folks when they put inside of it a bill called Fix Nix that they were sneaking into it gun control that
sneaking.
Was built by Senator Feinstein and Senator Schumer. Well, unfortunately, that warning has turned out to be true. I want to play you a little bit of my prediction. This is back in December. I did a podcast with Daniel Horowitz at Conservative Review.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're not going to do this without some cover. They will wait for the next crisis. They'll wait for the next shooting where the NICS system failed.
So here we are. We're at the next crisis. Now, our leadership promised members here in Congress that they would not bring the fixed NICS bill, the gun control bill, to the floor if they didn't at least bring the reciprocity bill with it the same way they did it previously. And 40 members of Congress thanked them for their promise and then sent them a letter that said, we write to communicate that we will oppose any attempt to bring fixed NICS to the floor of the House for a vote unless it includes language substantially similar to or identical to that of H.R. 38. H.R. 38 was the reciprocity bill. See, I told all these guys, they were getting set up by leadership, that the reciprocity bill was just a Trojan horse and that the fixed NICS bill would come back without reciprocity attached to it.
Okay, so you're hearing it directly from the inside out, friends, that they're both setting you up, and they couldn't do it without another tragedy. And what we're seeing over, again, in Parkland, Florida, friends, is absolutely, folks, zero evidence. Zero evidence. There's more flags than there is anything else around what took place, allegedly took place there in Parkland High School in Florida. Folks, I could go through the details again. There's more that are transpiring, coming to the surface. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Here's the mercy of God again, waiting for the church to respond in a lawful manner to establish judgment so we can have peace and righteousness within the gate. What are they doing? They're praying, friends. That's all they're doing is they're praying. And God is cursing the land because of their inactions. But Thomas Massey's warning us on gun control that both parties are setting up the American people. Without even a shred of evidence, I just want to say this again, I cannot reiterate this enough, without a shred of evidence, friends, they've already pushed gun legislation through in the state of Florida. Several states across the United States of America right now, friends, are setting their people up as well. Now, again, I'm just simply asking the question that should be laid to those that represent we the people, where did you receive that delegated authority to gut the Second Amendment? Where did we delegate authority to you, our representatives, to actually disarm we the people? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, State Congress passes bill to confiscate legal guns from all 18 to 20-year-olds. In Illinois. The Illinois has passed a bill that will require legal gun owners to hand over complete ownership of their or heretofore legally possessed guns. The bill is HB 1465. It was sponsored in the House by Rep. Michelle Mussman and passed with a vote of 64 to 51 last month. This is all coming from those that are to represent we the people. And what are they doing? They're trying to play your emotion, saying, look what happened at Parkland. Well, we're still waiting to know what happened at Parkland. And we're noticing that you guys across the country are working in unison to disarm the American people incrementally. And again, ask the question, America, where are you deriving your authority? Who delegated that authority to you to disarm we the people? I don't care if 99% of the population voted to remove or to disarm the American people. We're not a people according to a democratic government. We are a people according to a Republican rule of law. We're ruled by law, friends, not by opinions. So I don't care if 99.9% of the population voted to disarm the American people. It's illegal, period. Because it runs antithetical to our laws. But look what's happening, friends, across the United States of America. Now, I don't know, again, I shared this with you last week, but I got to lay it to you again, friends. I don't understand, America. What is it that you don't understand as to what's taking place here? Okay, so we have an alleged shooting in Parkland, Florida. No evidence. We're asking for the film to be released to lay this, just lay it out. Let us see for ourselves. That will put a peace to everybody's mind that this did take place. Nothing's lining up, America, as to what you've been told by the media. Nothing is lining up. I just shared with you during the first segment, friends, that even obituaries are not found concerning these 17 alleged victims. Where are they at? We want to see the obituary. We want to see the film. Now we're being told from Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff, that they're advising the judge not to release the tape to the American people. Well, guess what? We have a right to see that tape. And keep in mind, whatever took place in that school is the very reason they're trying to disarm the American people. Why wouldn't they want you to see that tape? And again, remember, ear witnesses, friends, and what the media is telling you are completely two different stories every step of the way. And keep in mind, the one person that actually saw a shooter, allegedly, said she thought it was a police officer who had all of his tactical gear on. Nobody seen Nicholas Cruz with any of that on. Nobody. So when it comes down to who's playing crazy here, I say the American people are absolutely out of their mind to be accepting of what is being told to them by the CIA-controlled media and their narrative to continuously try incrementally to disarm the American people. And folks, this is just the beginning of all of this. And don't forget, friends, that I told you that they are attempting now to divert your attention away from gun confiscation and what I'm sharing with you right now back over to Kim Jong. And you know, as they say, friends, Rahm Emanuel, Dead Fish Emanuel, remember him? Chicago mayor? He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Of course not. And isn't it interesting? The crisis takes place and they're all waiting in the wings to respond in unison. One might ask the question, who's responsible for the crisis? One might ask the question, who's responsible for what's taking place? Even if it didn't take place, friends, who's propagating and who's promulgating and who's perpetuating the crimes and the lies for their political ends? And they need to be held accountable, period. That's just how it works in this country, friends. Last week I had shared with you again, Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff, he has had 66 open investigations into his sheriff's department. Kidnapping, drug running. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this guy. And if you look who his political affiliations are, friends, it's absolutely amazing that the American people, they're not up in arms concerning what's going on in their country. Because, again, this is just second to none what's going on in your country today. Now, we've highlighted that. One more thing I want to highlight. These anti-gunners, you do need to understand that, friends, we did a little homework on these anti-gunners, and they're tax evaders. They've been charged with extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, even convicted of assaulting police officers because they believe that they're above the law.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, I was thinking about this yesterday. When we first put up sonsoflibertymedia.com, we went from the first month to 400,000 people. The second month was about, I think 7.5. So we had about 750,000 people visiting our site every month. Then the third month, we were just bumping 1 million. And do you remember during that period of time, friends, all of a sudden Google started pulling the rug from under conservative websites, as they called it? I want to let you know that we are one of those websites that they have targeted. And the only reason they've targeted our website is because it's information that exposes them and those that they're attempting to give cover to for who they really are. So do check them out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. YouTube page is Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. It doesn't matter, just punch in the letters. It'll pull up for you. Check out those videos. We're giving a biblical constitutional answer to the dilemmas in which America faces, the injustices. And really what it comes down to is the American people rising up and dealing with corruption in their government.
You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And, folks, if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Therefore, that's the one that we follow here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. We follow the Christ here, friends. He is the great liberator of mankind. And keep in mind that during the foundation of this country over 240 years ago, during the Revolutionary War, friends, the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Amen. Our forefathers knew better, didn't they? And look who they sought and look who gave the response. And 240 years later, here we are to talk about it. Friends, right before the break, I was talking about that we learned not too long ago the criminal acts of these anti-gunners, those that are trying to disarm the American people. We found that many of more mayors, namely Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg from New York. Isn't it interesting? Have you ever seen Michael move from street to street, his entourage of his security detail? You know, if you want to talk about disarming, friends, why don't you start talking about them first? How about when they talk disarmament, we'll just say, how about we say, we go back to them and say, that's totally fine. You're acting as a tyrant and we're going to remove you, but we want you to think the way that you should think. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Let's disarm you first. Let's disarm you first. Because, friends, what this comes down to is the employee wants to be the employer. And that's not permissible in this country. They work for us. Again, they're an extension of who we are because we in this country are the government. But it's interesting to note these anti-gunners, friends, many of them are tax evaders. They're charged with extortion, been charged with accepting bribes. These are the ones trying to disarm you, America. Many of them have been busted for child pornography. Some of them been busted for trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one individual was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. See, friends, it proves the point that they believe that they're above the law in this country. Now, just for those, take all the contents over the first segment and the second segment, now going into the third segment, and I want you to take this. And I want you to consider the source, because this is Attorney General Eric Holder. Remember Barack Hussein Obama and the Attorney General? Remember they were putting guns, weapons into the hands of drug lords over in Mexico? And remember they killed like 300 people, right? And even a Mexican beauty queen. And then remember Barack Hussein Obama went over to Mexico and laid the blame of their crimes on we the people in this country? In an attempt to disarm, of course, in an attempt to also create domestic insurrection. Don't forget about that, because that's what it's about. But let's go back to the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder, and listen to what he had to say, because you can just erase everything I said all the way up to this point after you hear what he has to say.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Brainwash people to think about guns in a vastly different way, said the criminal. That was Attorney General Eric Holder. And do you think he's the only one that's working hard to disarm the American people so they can have absolute rule? No, you better think again, friends. What I want people to understand is that, again, you are the militia. You, America, are the militia. And until you realize that you are the militia, you're going to continuously fall in line with the media's narrative that the militia is a bad thing. The Second Amendment states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God has given them of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, broken, or violated. See, there are certain criminal politicians, friends, that know that they cannot get through the front door. So they attempt to come through in another way, and it's exactly what's happening today. And namely through their own interpretation. They say, well, it's only for the militia to bear arms. Well, even if it was just for a militia outside of we the people, which it is not, they're still an extension of who we are. A militia works with good government to stop invasion. They work hand in glove, one with another. So they say that it's only for the militia to bear arms. Well, we are also told that through the state-controlled media, of course, that our modern-day military is now the militia. But are they really? Who are the militia? Aren't they we the people? I mean, folks, again, Congress has no power to disarm the American people. No constitutional authority delegated them to them from any one of us. I mean, just ask them what they swore to uphold. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Tench Cox, delegate for Pennsylvania to the Constitutional and Continental Congress, the Pennsylvania Gazette, February 20th, 1788. Do your homework. So instead of highlighting dictators and their deceptive methods and disarming their people right before a mass genocide, let's take a look at what some of our founding forefathers said about guns, the average citizen's right to own them, and who the militia really was and is today. John Adams said, second president of the United States of America, arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. Really? Permits? Asking those that work for we the people for permission to bear arms, to carry? Listen to what the president, might I add, the founding president of the United States of America said. Arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. Wow. Now you have your representatives, who John Adams was actually identifying during the time that he wrote this statement, calling you, America, gun owners, you have your representatives calling you terrorists, Hillary Clinton. The governor from Connecticut just last week literally called you a terrorist. But again, don't forget about their security detail, friends. Armed to the hilt, protecting them from you. Also keep in mind that everyone that works in your government today that is attempting to gut your Second Amendment today, America, they are literally accusing and pointing their finger at each and every single one of you gun owners in America, accusing you of a crime and that of a criminal. They're accusing you of the crimes of the criminal. And I said law-abiding citizens have been accused by them that are attempting to gut the Second Amendment as the criminals themselves. They're accusing you of the crimes of the criminals. And this should come as no surprise. Accuse others of what you're guilty of, said Joseph Goebbels. And I'll tell you what, those representatives that you might call representatives in this country that are trying to disarm you are the very ones that are guilty of the crimes that they're accusing you of. Thomas Jefferson said the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Oh, my goodness. I mean, for me to say that, I must be anti-government. I must be a real hater of our government. No, I'm a great lover of this government because I want good government. I don't want corrupt government, and I will stand with good government till my last breath if need be. George Mason said, when the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain, The British Parliament was advised by an artful man who was governor of Pennsylvania to disarm the people, that it was the best and most effectual way to enslave them, but that they should not do it openly, but weaken them and let them sink gradually. Boy, are they taking his advice today or what?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and The Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want you to think about this again. Countering those that are attempting to gut the pith and marrow of your Second Amendment rights to bear arms. Listen carefully. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Why is it that law-abiding citizens are under attack by their own government? I mean, I can take this 15 different ways right now. But again, go back to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. It's all there, America. The Constitution shall never be construed. They're not going to make amendments to our rights, friends. They're the thou shall nots concerning our rights. Why is your government chipping away at your God-given rights? Because it's foreign to the American Constitution. Listen to Joseph Story, Commentaries on the Constitution of the United States, 1833. He said the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the paradigm of the liberties of a republic, law, Article 4, Section 4, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers. and will generally even if, he said, these are successful in the first instance, enable the people to resist and triumph over them. Folks, there is no gun debate. There is no gun debate. There isn't one. The illusion is that there is one, and it's a pretended authority to act in such a fashion that they're acting upon, because it's not their right or their lawful right to do so. Here's Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress, 750, August 17, 1789. Listen to what he said. What, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they will always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Wow. No wonder why the revisionists are so busy dummying down your students, your children in public schools, telling them just the exact opposite of what the forefathers had established. Is this craziness or what? George Mason said, when the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain, listen carefully, the British Parliament was advised by an artful man who was governor of Pennsylvania to disarm the people. Listen to his method. That it was best and most effectual way to enslave them was to disarm them, but that they should not do it openly. They should not do it openly. What did the congressman just share with us today, friends? Thomas Massey? He said both parties are at work attempting to disarm the American people. They're sneaking bills in other bills, trying to disarm them. Folks, listen to what you're dealing with. This is the usurpers, man. This is tyranny, man. But he's telling us, friends, Thomas Massey, what they're doing on the inside. I just played it for you during the second segment. The most effectual way to enslave people is to disarm them, said George Mason. And during this British Parliament meeting, there was an artful man who was a governor of Pennsylvania, and he said the way to disarm them is that they should do it not openly, but weaken them and let them sink gradually. That's right. That's exactly right. See, the Second Amendment is not only to vouchsafe our rights to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of the other rights given unto us by our Creator. I mean, the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution is found consistent with lessons from the Bible that they use as their bedrock for civil law. Exodus 18:21. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern for the government of a people. Folks, you always know a tyrannical government and when it sticks its head out, because it begins to work against you and against your freedoms rather than magnify the laws. They're tearing them down. I love these quotes, and that's all we have to do is understand the signers. Tense Cox said again, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize. And as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. That is our forefathers, America. What is the modern day politician doing? That you're tolerating America? They're attempting to disarm you, to enslave you. They're attempting to disarm you, to enslave you. Richard Henry Lee, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. Folks, again, here comes in the state-controlled media revising the very definitions of what militia is to scare people away from resisting. That's what it is. That's all it is. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves, said Richard Henry Lee, and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Folks, they used to teach kids in public schools how to use the guns. You've taken on a completely, folks, an antithetical mindset to who we are as a people. And what are we hearing today? We're hearing a plea for every infringement upon our rights by the modern-day politician. Keep in mind what William Pitt the Younger's speech in the House of Commons said, November 18, 1783. Listen carefully. He said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." What are you hearing today? Politicians, we got to pass this through. 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 And all of these grown-ups calling themselves representatives are pushing through gun legislation, furthermore, without any evidence whatsoever concerning what took place allegedly at Parkland High School in Florida. We're still waiting for it, America. We're still waiting for it. And regardless, can you imagine if that was the case and that's really what took place in Florida there? Can you imagine had those police officers or those armed security guards on that public ground would have actually did their job? They would have stopped the gunman instantly. See, but they want to teach him the opposite. And why is that? Well, going back over to Vladimir Lenin, concerning a hunt, I believe he said a man with a gun can control 300 people. And he's exactly right. He said a man with a gun can control 100 people. Okay, so who wants to control you? I'm asking. You complain, America, about the corruption of what you call the left, when in fact the right is just as guilty concerning the topics that I'm highlighting right now. And until you figure out and put it together and come to terms with the truth that both parties are working right now, said Congressman Thomas Massie, to disarm you, America, they're going to do it at length. They will do it at length until you wise up, and then it's probably going to be too late. When the iron boot falls, said the KGB defector, it's too late at that point. James Madison, Federalist number 46, January 29th, 1788. He said the ultimate authority, wherever they derive it from, may be found, resides in the people alone. James Madison, 1 Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789. I hope you're cross-checking me, friends. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Who would know better than our forefathers? Besides the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms a barrier against the enterprise of ambition more insurmountable than any which a simple government of any form can admit of. James Madison, Federalist, number 46, January 29, 1788. Hey, folks, someone's looking to disarm you. And you better look in the mirror as to what you're going to accept, because you're going to have to deal with it in the present.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.